time, Anut.
Yeah, you lie.
Now your turn. Let's see. What do you do?
Welcome to Mindwalk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Peaceful anarchy and the spirit of cooperation is always tentative. Here in America with Americans, and Camp Casey had been around long enough to become the target for the invasion of the peace Nazis. The peace Nazis abhor anarchy. The peace Nazis see a power vacuum, appoint themselves in charge. The peace Nazis will tell you where to stand. When it is your turn to speak, how to march, comment upon how free speech has its limits, and they always wear a Che Guevara t-shirt and a hat with a peace sign. They are often confused with COINTELPRO or FBI, but are easily differentiated from their fellow swine and pigs by the confused look on their face and the lust for power in their too closely set eyes. So anyway, here we go. I'm being grabbed from behind by this Crawford peace Nazi swamp.
Yeah, the Zaphod people.
Yeah, let me see your press credentials.
Here, hold on. You got it.
Oh, I heard it.
All right, let's go. Off my sight. Off my sight. Let's go.
So check it out. This peace Nazi pig is telling me to get off his sight. I'm on a public road in Crawford, Texas. The cops aren't messing with me, but this pig is telling me to get off his sight.
Who are you, by the way?
Off my sight.
Who are you? Wait a minute.
Hey!
Can we get
this needs to go.
So at this point, the police collaborator, John Paul Schwartz from Fort Worth, is pointing to me and calling in his brethren police, saying this man has to go.
Show me your credentials.
Okay,
if you ain't got him, off my side.
Now at this point, this slimy little piece of rat feces has his hand around my arm and he's got his palm on my back and he's shoving me down the road. So here's my brilliant reply.
Wait, don't touch. If you touch me again, I'm gonna hammer your face.
And he immediately oinked back.
You gotta do what?
I said if you touch me, I'm gonna f*** you up. I don't like being...
Put your hand behind your back.
Yeah, that's right. The John Paul Schwartz troopers are already there. So if you're thinking of going to Crawford, I don't care what they say, Air America, absolutely do not go there. The John Paul Schwartz peace Nazis have changed the tone. You're not safe. Stay at home. Do a local demonstration for Cindy. Work locally. How do peace Nazis come about in a place like Camp Casey? Well, it's pretty simple. John Paul Schwartz calls himself a doctor. So this is typical arrogant ruling class scum we're talking about. When ruling class scum are exposed to peaceful anarchy and the spirit of cooperation, they begin to vomit blood and breathe fire. They scramble for their swastikas, wink and squeal and stomp their hoofs and after all, they have put themselves in charge. They have filled the power void and dissent will not be tolerated. They have camped out and the protesters come and go. But the Crawford Police Department is the constant. So they gravitate to the familiar and in no time, they are police collaborators. They know the cops by name. And the demonstrators are strangers. The protesters are rabble that must be contained, controlled, and squeezed into the mold of the well-behaved peace Nazi parameters. Weird behaviors, microphones, celebration, laughter are not to be tolerated. This is serious! Weird behaviors, microphones, celebration, laughter are not to be tolerated. This is serious! Microphones, 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 microphones.
This is serious!
Weird behaviors, microphones, celebration, laughter are not to be tolerated. This is serious!
And more people wondering. I was talking to people across the street.
Oh, yeah, were they?
Yeah. Totally cool.
Really?
Yeah, you know, what's really weird is that they're not, I mean, the cops are not letting the people who are known to be on that side of the street to come on this side of the street because they're afraid of violence and stuff. I mean, there's a couple of veterans over there, and they really want to talk to the veterans over here, and they're not letting it happen because they're afraid that citizens won't behave themselves.
Right.
And, you know, it's, I don't know.
That could be an important conversation.
Be there.
It goes to the whole base and the whole concept of freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, and telling people, okay, you're on this side and you're on this side and you can't talk to each other. So I mean, who gives anybody the right to do that? I mean,
So tell us the story about the gentleman next door who decided to lend his farm out to the cops here.
Well, this is Mr. Matledge up here, a really nice fellow. I have nothing but the highest of praise for Mr. Matledge. When we first set up Camp Casey here on the Saturday, he would come by on his four-wheeler or maybe in his four-wheel drive truck, and he'd stop and speak with us. Everybody was fine, and we were just talking as friends. And then as the weekend rolled around, more vehicles began coming up and they needed a place to park, so they began parking in front of Mr. Matledge's house, and then he became a little bit upset, and I went over and spoke with him, and I asked him what I needed to do to help him and just talk, much like what the president should do, and this would have probably never been about here if he would have just came out and talked. Well, Mr. Matledge and I arrived at an agreement very quickly about I would help him get the cars off the road in front of his house, and he was a happy camper, and so was I, because then he told me that, well, since you've done that, you can park your car on my property. So yeah, I was happy because it's a short distance to walk.
I had to jump in here and interrupt Melvin for a moment, but not without all due respect. This man is a true subversive. A true subversive. Taking the initiative to befriend Bush's neighbor, eventually recruited into Camp Casey to the point where a circus tent the size of a city block was erected on his property where James McMurtry and Steve Earle performed on Saturday evening. To understand this, you have to understand real Texans. Texas is the only state that used to be its own country, and Texas nationalism still pervades the consciousness of the folks that have been here for generations. Mr. Maitland and Melvin are Texans. Only the sprawl and spawn of Rust Belt Yankee invaders, carpetbaggers, and snowbird transplant phony Texas wankers are stupid enough to believe that Bush is a Texan. With that phony ass foghorn leghorn accent and a face that could only mutate from years of northern aristocratic inbreeding, G.W. Bush is a Connecticut Yankee in Sam Houston's court.
He was a good boy. He treated people well. And his mama loved him. Anyone could tell. She'd send him off to school, pack his lunch with care. When he came back home, she hugged him with her fingers in his hair. Cindy, she loved Casey. And when all is said and done, She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. When Casey was a little older, he spent his time each week in that church in Vacaville, in the service of the meek, in the service of his city, in the service of the Lord, with his mama in the pews all the time they could afford. And if their love alone could save us, then the world would be one. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. People thought the priesthood was where he'd someday be, so some folks were surprised when he joined the army. The recruiter told him he wouldn't have to fight. Cindy hoped this was the case, prayed for him every night. That was before they sent him to the desert with a gun. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. His truck had no armor, and when it came under fire, it and half the soldiers in it became a funeral pyre. Cindy, she was sleeping the moment Casey died, and she knew she'd never see him standing by her side. There was no consolation, no safe place she could run. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. The president, he told her, he died for a noble cause, but Cindy's wondering exactly what that was. Since they never found the weapons, now that Casey's gone, it seems that oil is the game, and Casey was the pawn. Cindy's got some questions, and so does everyone, because she is every mother, and he was every mother's son.
Go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. The wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning. They do not go gentle into that good night. Good men the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Hey, what are you doing walking along a million miles from no place at this time of night?
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Look, were you going in this joint here?
Well, I was.
Oh, come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Well?
Howdy, folks. Good to see somebody. Out kind of late, ain't you?
Well?
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
Yeah. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
You hot or something?
No.
Out kind of late, ain't you?
Black coffee. How about you?
The same, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Hey, what's your name?
Eileen. Eileen Harrison.
I could use a little company right now.
Good to see somebody.
What's the matter?
Well, here you are. Piece of pie.
Oh,
out kind of late, ain't you?
Well,
Well, look. Piece of pie.
Huh? Oh, no.
How about a hamburger?
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Well, all right.
Well, I mean...
Oh, well...
Well, look, if you don't like me, you can always start to walk again.
Well, here you are.
I mean...
Oh, I...
No, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
I...
That wasn't it.
What?
If you don't like me...
Piece of pie.
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie, Bud.
That wasn't it.
Piece of pie.
Huh?
Pie. Piece of pie.
Well?
Bud.
Huh?
Piece of pie.
Oh, no.
How about a hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got...
No!
I don't want no trouble.
No, keep your shirt on. Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Boy is as old as the stars that will not answer, as old as the last snows that blacken his hands. Though he wakes at 3 and goes to the window where the crooked fence is blessed and the long Packard and the bicycle wheel. Though he walked the streets warm in the halo of his breath and is blessed over and over, he will waken in the slow dawn. He will call his uncles out from the sad bars of Irish statesmen, all the old secret reds who pledge in the park and raise drinks and remember Spain. Though we honor the tree, the Sierra of snow, the stream that died years ago, though we honor his breakfast, the water in his glass, the bear in his belly, though we honor all crawling and winged things, the man in his glory, the woman in her salt, though he savor the cup of filth, though he savor Lake Erie, savor the rain burning down on Gary, Detroit, Wheeling. Though my grandmother argues the first cause of night, and the kitchen canter mumbles his names, still the grave will sleep. I came this way before. My road ran by your house, crowded with elbows of mist and pots banging to be filled. My coat was the colors of rain, and 6 gray sparrows sang on the branches of my grave. Fence of pain screams and screams. I waken, a child again, and answer. I answer my father hauling his stone up the last few breaths. I answer Moses bumbling before you, the cat circling three times before she stretches out and yawns, the mole gagged on fresh leaves. In Folsom, Jerubi, alone before dawn, remembers the long legs of a boy, his own once and now his son's. Billy Ray holds my hand to his heart in the black and white still photograph of the exercise yard. In the long shadows of the rifle towers, we say goodbye forever. Later, at dusk, the hills across the dry riverbed hold the last light long after it's gone and glow like breath. See the long coast of the continent writhing in sleep. This America we thought we dreamed, falling away flake by flake into the sea, and the sea blackening and burning. I see a man curled up, the size of an egg. I see a woman hidden in a carburetor, a child reduced to one word, crushed under an airmail stamp or a cigarette. Can the hands rebuild the rocks? Can the tongue make air or water? Can the blood flow back into the twigs of the child? Can the clouds take back their deaths? First light of morning, it is the world again. The domed hills across the gorge take the air slowly. The day will be hot and long. Jimmy Ray, Gordon, Jerubi, all the prisoners have been awake for hours remembering. I walk through the dense brush down to the river that descended all night from snow. Small stones worn away, old words, lost truths ground to their essential nonsense. I lift you in my hand and inhale the odor of light out of darkness, substance out of air, of blood before it reddens and runs. When I first knew you, I was a friend to the ox and walked with Absalom and raised my hand against my hand and died for want of you and turned to stone and air and water, the answer to my father's tears.
Support our troops, cut their benefits. If patriotism means supporting our troops, as the people in the White House keep telling us, then no one's more hypocritical, no one's more lacking in patriotism than our present rulers. In February 2002, at the very time he was sending thousands of troops to fight in Afghanistan, George W. Bush proposed tripling the cost of medications to needy veterans. In 2003, his administration announced it was cutting off access to its healthcare system for approximately 164,000 veterans. And it was slicing out $1.5 billion in military housing and medical facility funding. One of the things that the money bags in the White House and their friends in corporate America like about war is its huge financial cost. The more taxpayers' money spent on war contracts, the more plentiful are the profits. Many supplies and services, including those relating to food and housing, things that were traditionally performed by soldiers, have been handed over to private contractors such as Kellogg, Brown, and Root. a Halliburton subsidiary. The result now is that U.S. troops in Iraq endured months of poor living conditions, awful food, and low-performing equipment. In 2003, a report by the Congressional Budget Office revealed that only about $2.5 billion of the $4 billion expended monthly on the Iraq War could be accounted for by the White House and the Pentagon. President Bush hypocritically heaps praise upon our men and women serving in Iraq. The truth is, he's doing everything he can to undermine them at home. So while we may continue to oppose the Iraq War and any such wars against other countries, we also should show regard for the human beings who are being used and abused in this war by the White House. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
Build, rather than destroy. Indoctrination, boy, I'm hating. Left wing, white wing, liberal, Republican. This again told me vote, what a joke we blow. Baby crying, brain frying, it's the new millennium. Welcome to the terror dome, where you fight or run. Cadillac, prison guards, moving up behind bars. We in charge, live for God, no matter how hard. French braid, basketball, killer cop, feel the shots, Taliban, countryman, fat booty, come in cutie, you can soothe the pain, drop a couple ecstasy and watch it go insane, Ritalin, aspirin, something so I laugh again, CNN, pathogen, the six is lost, no opposite, get a job, pay your credit card, they killing babies, overseas as they please, still they try to play me, media a lion too, everybody play the fool, I'ma do what I got to do to the truth. Cadillac, prison guards, moving up behind bars. We in charge, live for God, no matter how hard.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.